From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Josh Neighbors. A Democratic lawmaker from Kansas City is hopeful that his colleagues will add sexual orientation and gender identity to state anti-discrimination laws. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Currently in Missouri, somebody can't sue if they're fired from their job or evicted from their home because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Democratic State Representative Greg Razor of Kansas City is sponsoring a bill to add LGBT individuals to the state's anti-discrimination laws. He says the idea is starting to catch on among Republicans.
As I would talk to them privately, not all, but some of them would say, my son came out, my daughter came out, my granddaughter came out. The young man that sits behind me at church is out.
2018 marks the 20th year that lawmakers have sought to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the state's anti-discrimination statutes. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Farm income across the Midwest and Great Plains is expected to dip its lowest level in 12 years, according to a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmers are predicted to bring in less than $60 billion in 2018, due in large part to low grain prices and high costs for things like fuel and labor. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the report shows that U.S. agriculture is in trouble.
Quite frankly, when you really dig into the numbers and you look at median farm household income, not all farm income, but income from farming, it's been negative since 2013. That means more than 50% of farmers are losing money.
Newton says strengthening trade deals like NAFTA would help. Josh Neighbors, KBIA News, Columbia.
From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Missouri may be the next state to join the Walgreens Medication Disposal Program if proposed House Bill 2105 passes. Missouri is one of just five states that do not participate in the program because of a state statute. Boone County residents are able to dispose of their prescription medications twice a year through the Drug Enforcement Agency's Drug Takeback Days. There are also hazardous household waste collections two Saturdays a month from April through November. Boone County Sheriff's Department Major Tom Redding says that everyone having access to prescription drug disposal would help the Sheriff's Department during its takeback days. A watchdog report has found that only a small portion of money from a mid-Missouri-based veterans group, which Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is affiliated with, actually goes toward helping veterans. The Kansas City Star reports that Kobach, who is running for governor of Kansas, is listed as a member on the advisory board of the Veterans in Defense of Liberty, a Springfield-based nonprofit with a stated mission of upholding the Constitution. The Better Business Bureau released a report this week giving the group a failing grade because only a small fraction of the nonprofit's money goes towards veteran issues. Kobach said Thursday that the report is the first time he had heard about the group's lack of funding for veterans. He joined the group's advisory board 6 years ago.